I can honestly tell you, ever since Ruby and I were matched, my life has been, I mean, it's been a complete 180 degree turn. For a very, very long time, after my military service, I lived in somewhat of a bubble, if you will. And I mean, I went above and beyond to every length to not participate in just normal day-to-day stuff, whether it was friends, families, myself, whatever. And from the moment her and I were matched and we started working together, and subsequently after our graduation in March this past spring, it's been just a complete turnaround. I'm now, the fact that I'm sitting here having a conversation with you, you know, is an attest, can, you know, serve as the attestment that, you know, my life is completely different. So,
wow. So without Ruby, you wouldn't, we would be, with this show would be going on, and but you would not
I certainly
have
would not be here. No, absolutely not.
Wow. That's the power mm-hmm. of one of these dogs.
Absolutely.
And you told us this morning that you, since March, you've gone nowhere without
Correct. Ruby. I do not leave my house without her, you know, right by my side. And it actually serves, you know, secondarily is my wife and daughter. They're absolutely, you know, in love and adore her. And, you know, she reciprocates. Yeah. And we can honestly say, you know, myself, my wife, my daughter, we can't even imagine a normal day-to-day life circumstance without her now. And it's only been 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, so it's an absolute blessing, to say the least.
Wow, Karen, for you to hear that, I mean, you've got a big smile on your face. You should have a big smile on your face, but that gives me goosebumps as he talks, just to show you the power of what you do.
Absolutely. And if you would have seen how far Xander has come, I mean, for him to be able, first of all, it takes a lot of courage to say, all right, I'm going to try this service dog thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people, you see different dogs out and about and they have a service dog vest on, but not every one of them is truly what we would consider putting a vest on a dog. And then to think, is it really going to make a difference? Because he's gone so long without depending on something else. Maybe he's gone through therapy, maybe he's had medications, whatever. And Xander shared with me that his wife made him like, look, you really need to try this.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has an awesome teamwork with his wife. And thank goodness for her to help bring Xander to us. And then from the first day that we saw Ruby and Xander to where he is now, like he said, it's 180 degrees. And it is so awesome.
Hmm.
To have him now on our team with Leashes of Valor. He's going to be part of our community outreach, if you can believe that.
Wow.
So it is 180 degrees difference.
Absolutely.
So.
This is literally, you know, between, you know, Ruby is my service animal and then just, you know, all the other dogs, the team at Leashes. I mean, it's turned my life upside down in the best way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now I'm kind of the reverse. Like, I don't want to be sitting at home, you know, doing whatever it is that, you know, is happening, whatever, doing nothing, you know, for all intents and purposes. I'd much rather be out, you know, in the community, working with the trainers, the fosters, you know, trying to spread the word and, you know, raise awareness. And it's become a passion for sure.
I would never have guessed that because you came in here just so, you know, I mean, just so comfortable with everything. And just as we talked before the show and the show starts and you're not nervous and it's just, I would have thought, what a great, you know, what a great personality, but it always hasn't been that way.
No, not even close. I mean, even just, you know, 6-7 months ago before I started, you know, working with Ruby. Ruby's not the first dog that I actually trained with. You know, I had the opportunity to train with some other dogs, you know, through their weekly trainings, you know, out in the community with fosters and potential fosters and stuff. And as Karen alluded to, I actually, Leashes of Valor wasn't on my radar. I don't do social media. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. And my wife came to me and just a quick, for about 10 years after my time in the military, I tried to get a service animal through countless organizations all over the country, and I failed. For one reason or another, it never worked out. And at the 10-year mark, I essentially threw my hands up and I said, you know what? I'm not meant to have a service animal, and I accepted it. when my wife started talking to me about Leashes of Valor here in Fredericksburg, I was very hesitant. I was like, no, I played that game for so long. It took so much out of me. I can't do it again. And at first she left it alone, but she kind of kept picking away at me, picking. And ultimately I gave in, and I could not be more thankful that I did, because it's just been an absolute blessing, you know, not just for me, but for my family, you know. And I've seen things within my community, you know, since that I had never seen before, never experienced before. And like we were talking about before, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now if it wasn't for this program and this dog.